So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes regarding nisin tam lofgam. If an isser, if forbidden food was mixed with a heter, a permitted food, and the isser spoils the taste of the heter food. Remeir holds nisin tam lofgam aser. The mixture is forbidden because gamar migu'uli akum. We find this principle regarding utensils that were used by non-Jews for non-kosher food, that they are forbidden even though nisin tam lofgam hu, even though the taste that is absorbed in the walls of the vessels becomes spoiled after remaining there overnight. The utensils are forbidden, as the pasuk states, kal davasha yave be'esh tavir be'esh betar. Any utensil that absorb the taste of forbidden food by means of fire must be purged through fire. While Reb Shimon holds, nisin tam lofgam mutter, the mixture is permitted because the pasuk states, le'seichlu kol nevela legera shebesherecha. Kala ru'uya leger kuru nevela, she'en ru leger in the kuru nevela. Only meat that is fit for human consumption is forbidden, but if the meat had a spoiled taste and was not fit for human consumption, the meat is permitted. Ula now makes the following distinction. Machleikis she'shbiach lebesev paga. The machlek is only if when the foods were combined, the isser first enhanced the taste of the heter, and afterward the isser spoiled the taste. And only here does Reb Meir hold nisin tam lofgam aser, because since the isser already took effect on the food before it became pogum, the isser remains on the food even after it became pogum. However, pogum mi'ikara, devriakol mutter. There's no machlekes if when the foods were combined, the isser immediately spoiled the taste of heter. In this case, even Reb Meir agrees that nisin tam lofgam mutter, because the isser cannot take effect if it causes pogum. Reb Yochanan disagrees and says, Machlekes bepoigim mi'ikara. The Machlekes is even if when the foods were combined, the Isser immediately spoiled the taste of Heter. And even here, Reb Meir holds that nisin tam lofgam aser because the Isser takes effect, even though it caused pogam, as derived from Gi'uli Akum. The Gemara now inquires, according to Reb Yochanan, what does he hold regarding Hishpiach lebesev pogam? Does Reb Yochanan hold regarding Hishpiach lebesev pogam, devriah kol aser? Because since the Isser already took effect on the food before it became pogam, the Isser remains on the food even after it became pogam. Or Reb Yochanan holds bein mezu machlekes, and even regarding his shpiach b'sev pogam, Reb Shimon matter because Reb Shimon holds that an isser that causes pogam is permitted, as derived from the pasuk le'seichel kol nevela lager v'gomer. Take with this question remains unresolved. The Gemara now brings proof from a Mishnah Maseches Arla to Reb Yochanan that machlekes b'poigim mi'ikara and his shpiach b'sev pogam devriah kol aser. The Mishnah first states sa'ar shel truma v'shel chulin shenaflu toichi isa. Reb Shimon matter. If a piece of truma yeast and a piece of chulin yeast fell simultaneously into a dough, and each piece on its own was able to make the dough into chametz, in which the excess sa'ar caused the dough to become pogam, there's a machlekes. The chacham who are Reb Meir hold the dough is forbidden for zarim, because isser garam lo shetachmetz b'sha'achas. The truma made the dough become chametz quickly, and also nisin tam lofgam aser. And therefore the Isser Truma takes effect on the dough, even though it caused a Tam Pogam. Or Reb Shimon holds the dough is permitted because he holds Kesheshbichu Shneim Hishbichu, Kesheshpogmu Shneim Pogmu. Both pieces first enhance the dough, and afterward spoil the dough, and they hold Nisin Tam Lofgam Mutter. The mission there continues, Nafel Shal Truma Tchila, Devriah Kol Aser. If at first the Truma fell into the dough, and afterward the Chulin fell into the dough, in which at first the Isser enhanced the Heter, all agree that the dough is forbidden, and this supports Rabbi Yechanan that his shpiach lebesev pogam devriah kol aser. However, vice versa, nafash al chulin v'achach nafash al truma aser Reb Shimon matter. If at first the chulin fell into the dough, and afterward the truma fell into the dough, in which when the isra fell in it immediately spoiled the heter, there's a machlekes. The chum hold the dough becomes forbidden because nisin tam lofgam aser, while Reb Shimon holds the dough is permitted because nisin tam lofgam mutter, and this supports Rabbi Yechanan that machlekes bepoigim meikara. The Gemara proceeds with the following incident. A mouse fell into a barrel of beer, and the taste became spoiled, and even so Rav ruled that the beer is forbidden. The Rabban initially assumed that Rav ruled this way because he holds nisin tam lofgam aser. The Gemara, however, offers two other explanations in which perhaps Rav does agree that in general we do say nisin tam lofgam mutter. But regarding achbar b'shichra, he ruled differently for the following reasons. Rav Sheshes explained that Rav ruled aser because he holds only regarding achbara nisin tam lofgam aser because chiddushu d'ha mimis ma'os bedili in sheminei v'afil achi aser achmana. The isra of achbar is a novel halacha because even though a domesticated mouse is repulsive and people anyhow refrain from eating it, the Torah found it necessary to forbid it. Therefore, even if a mouse caused a pogam to a heter food, it becomes forbidden. Rav explains that Rav ruled aser because he holds achbar b'shichra ashbuche mashpach. The mouse enhances the taste of the beer, and there was no tam lofgam. And Rava concludes, Hilchasa nisin tam lofgam mutter. The Gemara proceeds and inquires regarding achbara nofel goy chalamai. if a mouse fell into vinegar, does the vinegar become forbidden or not? As Rashi explains, even if regarding shichur we hold mutter because it's nice in time of gam, even so regarding chola, perhaps we would hold aser because hachaymitz taimei kasha. Vinegar has an extremely strong taste, and the mouse does not spoil its taste. And the Gemara concludes as follows. Regarding achbar b'chala, Rav Achai shir b'chala b'chamshin. He permitted the vinegar even if it was a majority with a smaller ratio of 50 to 1, because as Rashi explains, kibin achay mitzayim kasha afila b'chamshin lo yov b'taima. Since vinegar has an extremely strong taste, even in a similar amount, the isra does not infuse any taste. While regarding achbar b'shichra, Rav Shmuel Bereder of Iker Shir B'Shichur B'Shitin. He permitted the beer only if it was a majority with a larger ratio of 60 to 1, because beer does not have such a strong taste. And the Gemara concludes, V'Helchasa Idi V'Idi B'Shitin V'Chein Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah.